Hi, and welcome back to Matrix Moments. Avi, it's great to do this from the office this time. We've been open for 4 months in Bombay, and we've now been open for, 2 months in Bangalore and Delhi. How do you feel about being back in office, and how has it impacted life? I know everyone around the world is still thinking about whether to open or not, but how does it feel for you being back in office?
Yeah, no, it is great to be back, but I will give a caveat that I'm not advocating people open the office. It's a very personal decision, both individually as well as for a company. I think we are being safe. We are socially distant, so I can take my mask off. Our inspiration wall also is fully masked. But we put in a bunch of protocols, Rajinder, which you actually did, so we'll come to that. I think basically we have been following the data. Mumbai peaked mid-August, early August. I think around Ganesh Chaturthi or somewhere around that time. Then we started seeing the cases go down. And we took a call to open end of August. The other offices opened only in the but then Bangalore peaked later. I was just watching news in my office, you know, India on 11th day of less than 40,000 cases, 95% recovery rate. So we basically followed the data. We are not COVID idiots. We are not, we think we should be safe. Everybody should wear a mask. People should sanitize. I will tell you one thing. My view is, why do, you know, the theory behind lockdowns, we have discussed this before. The theory behind lockdowns is to enforce social distancing. I think in a country like ours, it enforces social density. And I think a lot of this burnt through in April and May. And personally, my view is people are safer coming to office in a very hygienic environment that you have created. We have had, 15, 20 cases out of 50 people at Matrix, not one in the, well, I hope this doesn't happen, that's but not one in the office. Everything has been in people's hometowns or their homes. So we have to recognize that lockdowns actually enforce social density. We have much more room in the offices. But again, it's a very personal decision. But you should talk about how we went about opening. We instituted testing, all of that
stuff. Yeah, no, actually, and credit to the entire administrative team. They've actually pulled off a great reopening at across all offices. I think it's pretty straightforward now, but back when we did it, we actually had to learn things first principles and learn from a few startups that we're investors in as well. So thank you to the Ola team too, who we learned from. I think first rule is just, obviously test and test regularly, especially those who are the most vulnerable, people who are using public commute. Fortunately in Bombay, that's still, not open, but there are still people who are very vulnerable. I think knowing that people have antibodies or that they have COVID is actually better for them, their families, and for everyone that they work with, so that you can take the right safety precautions. And then at work, I guess, mask up, try and remain socially distant, work in cabins wherever you can so that, you're in your own isolated space. And if you don't have, isolated space, then definitely space out and have, people coming in such that they can maintain those distancing norms. I think we have seen many of our startups actually now open their offices, and we're actually going to do a podcast later in the month with hopefully some of the founders that have opened up and brought their teams back into the office. I think it's actually been for them, the way they describe it, it's actually been quite liberating.
Yeah.
To be able to bring teams together.
I know you and Vikram are going to do, I think getting founders together to compare notes is probably the best thing to do. Again, I would say the pattern I have seen is the companies, the older companies, quote unquote, which is maybe 2-3 years old, where the teams were already integrated, it has worked very well working from home. And some of them don't intend to open. I was just chatting with Shashank at Practo. They don't intend to open till March, and that's their call. And that's fine. I think what we have also observed is the reverse. The newer companies, actually, I know some in our portfolio opened in June because they felt that they didn't have that rhythm and cadence going, right? If you ask me, one of the triggers, if you remember for us, was we had a new class join us end of June.
Yeah.
End of June. And by late July, early August, we felt that people were not quite integrated, but we couldn't open because it wasn't safe. Personally speaking, I have gone full circle. One could argue why even bother to open when you have to take so many safety protocols. I think you kind of said it, but I think it's safer. I think people are doing more things in their personal life that are much more riskier than actually coming to work. And with regard to public commute, nobody takes public commute. We provide transportation, right?
Yeah.
But again, it's a personal call. Personally, for me, I went full circle. And I used to love working from home. And then when I came into the office, it was just very, very different. I know you felt it, Saloni felt it. Our 360-degree reviews at the office have been that we are so glad you guys opened. And people have talked about potentially having mental health issues sitting at home. So I didn't realize it would be so positive. Because then you realize that maybe there was a little bit of pandemic setting in the mind, right? Also, you know, this is a little bit very personal, but I think work is like your temple. You go to temple, mosque, gurdwara, you cover your head, you take off your shoes. Here you wear clothes, you come in, and maybe you still do Zoom, but it's a different mindset. So at least personally for me, it's been different. But like I said, some of our offices are still not working all days. It is a very personal decision, and I think it is also something where we are not pushing people. When people come in, they have realized it's from 2 days, they want to come in 5 days. But I think that's where it is. But I think this session that you guys are thinking about with the startups and founders would be interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.